episode of MCW Fancast. My name's Emma, thanks for listening. In this week's episode, we look back on our recent trip to Dorchester with Bitter and Blue blog writer Caroline Charette. We also preview our next fixture at home to tabletoppers Arsenal. A must-win game should City want to be seen as title challengers in the WSL this season. I also chat to Claire Sweeney from the Arsenal Women Supporters Club to get their feeling ahead of Sunday's clash at the Academy Stadium. But first, last week, as part of the continued 30th anniversary celebrations marking the formation of the original Manchester City Ladies, the Supporters Club arranged a very special event. The event was attended by ex-players and ex-staff who had represented Manchester City throughout various stages in the club's history. It was a great opportunity for the fans to hear the stories from the people that had lived them. So many memories were shared, so many laughs were had, and it really was a great event. So thanks to the OSC for all their efforts in putting it together.
Ladies and gents, I'd just like to firstly thank a guy who loves his city history and, you know, us learning about the Man City and its history, and the guy that sort of wanted this to happen tonight to celebrate this team. And that's Dave. Thank you very much for saying so. You always come through for us. It's nice to see and welcome you all to our meetings every time we have a meeting. We are a great bunch. We are well known within the FAWSL as the best supporters club. So, and that's obviously as a sports club, but then fans of Man City Women, we make the others look. So welcome, I hope you enjoyed tonight, because we are here tonight to celebrate not just the 4 years that some people know that we've had, but we're here to celebrate 30 years of women playing football for Man City. These are pioneering history making women.
Very.
I've come here tonight to share their stories and tales of how it all started and things that went on, good or bad. But it's all about our history as Man City. I know some of you support the men's team, but we have a women's team that we should be very, very proud of. And I know as fans that go to the women's game, understand that we wouldn't have the players and the team we have today if it wasn't for these guys. So welcome. I hope you enjoy your celebration year, and I'll hand over to John. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. With, I've got a little message from Gary James. Gary can't be with us tonight, unfortunately, so I'll read this out for you all. So it says, I'm sorry I can't be with you all tonight. I'd already agreed to talk at the Castleton OSC some time ago and obviously don't want to let them down. Sadly, my wife Heidi Ward, when playing for Manchester City in 1988-92, is also unable to attend due to an event our daughter is involved with. I hope tonight is a great celebration of the 30 years of the club. My project capturing the stories of those involved has proved successful so far, and I've managed to capture material from every era of the club's existence, but I would still like to record more interviews. There are quite a few originals and many more from later years that can add their story. Please get in touch either on Twitter or via the MCWFC OSC committee this evening if you would like to be interviewed. If you have any items that you can add to the collection in some way, that would also be great. Thanks to Steph Alder, the project received some funding and has already uncovered some great stories. The 30 years of City Ladies Women owes a great deal to so many people. There are too many to mention today, but I can now reveal that I will definitely be publishing a book on the club next year. It will be an oral history covering every period and with illustrations throughout. If you've seen my MCFC folklore book, it will be similar to that. Thanks to all who've helped so far, and thanks to the MCWSCOSC committee. Enjoy the evening, from Gary James. So as Blandy said, tonight is kind of a celebration of the 30 years, the whole history of the club. So we wanted to start off with, if you guys wouldn't mind introducing yourself, telling us kind of which area you're from and what position you played in.
Jurassic.
Should we start at this end?
Oh, if you have to. Hi, I'm Rhoda Taylor. I was one of the original players, played out on the right wing.
Hi, I'm Gail Redston, and I'm one of the original players that played centre midfield and fed her a lot.
I'm Deborah Derbyshire. Me and Michelle next to me were one of the ones that were turned up on the very first day when it was advertised in the paper. And we've never looked back, have we?
No.
I was at left back, but mainly on the subs bench, yeah.
Of the original team.
Anita Clark, I was goalkeeper. I missed the first, the initial bit, but joined at the end when Godfrey took over from Neil, and that's all late 88, early 89. So.
I'm Donna.
I'm from the original team. I played anywhere.
still goal scorer.
Go on. That's Mike, you know what I'm saying. Mike was one of the original coaches.
Salad Barton.
I'm Neil Ivers, the original manager.
My name's Godfrey Williams. I was one of his coaches with Mike at the back there, Salad Barton. We saw most of these girls come through with my little bit, helped them up. I was a quiet one, he was. Well, he was a boy, so I was
quiet. What they used to look like.
I'm Nicky Hunt. I played left wing when I turned up.
Not for training.
Pardon?
I'm Leslie. I'm one of the originals from 1988. Sounds awful, that. From what I can remember, I think I played pretty much. Right, centre half.
Captain.
Yeah. I'm Karen. I started playing in 1988
and I stood next to this one playing centre half.
I'm Mrs. Tabitha. I played probably from about 1997 and played probably most positions throughout the 17 years.
I don't need to tell you why.
At Sunday's game against Arsenal, the celebrations will continue with a special presentation made by the under-10s team on behalf of the club before kick-off. Neil Mather will also be interviewed before the game in front of the heart of the city. We encourage fans attending the game on Sunday to take their seats early, as there will also be a very special club presentation honouring Captain Steph Horton for earning a 100th cap for England and for Jennifer Beattie, who made a 100th club appearance last week against Yeovil. Hi Caroline, it's been a while. Are you alright?
I am, yeah, I'm good, thank you. Brain's a bit fast and there, I've been signing up yet, but previewing Arsenal, trying to get another couple of previews sorted.
Yeah, definitely, especially with the run-up to Christmas, we've got quite a few fixtures coming up. And the first being Arsenal on Sunday, so yeah. But let's look at last week first. So we travelled down to Yeovil, or the Glovers, as they're known, which I learnt this weekend, which I've got a little fact. The Glovers is a club nickname which refers to Yeovil's history of glove-making, which became the centre of industry during the 18th and the 19th century.
I can
tell that you're really impressed with my useless information.
No, I didn't know it.
I didn't. I was like, when? I read a match report. I think it was Caroline's match report on the City website, and I was like, Glovers? and then I had to Google it, and then I got into this whole thing on Wikipedia. But I wanted to share it with you because I was just mind blown. Anyway, Sunday's game, you made the trip down to Dorchester. What did you make of the game?
No, it was a great game. I mean, it was 3D pitch, so there was a couple of bounces weren't great, and Steph missed a couple. But no, I think the 4-0 doesn't really reflect the performance that Yeovil put in.
Yeah.
They worked so, so hard. And yeah, we won 4-0. Keats, Caroline Weir, Steph with a free kick, and Claire Ensley, they all scored. And there was a welcome return of Demi Stokes back to the team. She started and played just about an hour before Abby came on for her. And then Kira came back as well, so it was good to have to see them two back.
Kira Walsh, like, correct me if I'm wrong, she gave two assists, I think, in the game. Uh-huh. So that injury that she sustained, that's all behind us now. She showed great form, and again, just showing again how vital she is to central midfield. And she played a bit more of an attacking role, which was really good. And hopefully, we'll see more of that at the weekend. And especially with Demi back in the game, back into the squad as well. I mean, that couldn't come at better timing for me. I mean, she plays a vital role, and hopefully, we'll see that on Sunday as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've had the news today, haven't we, that Pauline and Lauren, and we saw KB on Sunday, but Pauline and Lauren are back in training too, so that's a great going into Arsenal game, so.
Yeah, I mean, whether or not we'll see them involved or not is another thing, but yeah, it's definitely positive coming forward, like as you mentioned there, with obviously us getting busier with the fixtures coming through thick and fast. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see if we look to do some rotation and obviously getting involvement from other players that haven't pretty much had or been seen that much, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that'd be quite interesting, but great to see that they've returned to training, like you said, and especially Pauline, given that she's been out for so long as well. And hopefully we'll start to see Megan more involved with training too in the new year, hopefully.
Yeah, I think she's on the verge of it, because she'd had boots on, so I think she's getting there.
And it was quite a good attendance, didn't they, managed?
1,153.
Yeah, so that's really good as well. So let's look to Arsenal then. I put out on Twitter what people's predictions for Sunday, and it's been quite varied, actually. But hopefully it will be a little bit more exciting than our goalless draw against Chelsea at the start of the season. So what are you expecting from Sunday?
Well, with so many people, influential people, we've got to say good luck for their recovery to join Knox with the ACL.
Yeah.
I mean, they have got six players out now. Vivian Miedema, she's just going to front there, and she, I think, is going to be difficult. I mean, like I said, Jordan's missing, Kim Little's missing, but Viv, and there's plenty of other players on the team, Karen Van der Donk, Beth Mead, they've got plenty of strong players to get goals.
I've got a stat to cheer you up. Since Joe Montenegro began his managerial position at Arsenal in November 2017, we've played them twice, and in both games we've lost. Since Joe's come into Arsenal, so we'll certainly be wanting to get the result at home, especially at home against the league leaders. We've had, like I said, we've had quite a few predictions. I'll just share a few of them with you now. Without football, life is boring. On Twitter, said keeping Miedema quiet is going to be key, and I agree with that. She's absolutely been brilliant this season. And Stefan Beats will have their work cut out, and that's a given. I think we're going to be very busy. Not a scoreless game, going with a 2-2 draw. Weir and Stanway getting the goals.
Yeah,
Janet said, we'll be going into the game as underdogs, but I think hopefully that'll be in our favour and hopefully motivate us more. But going for a 2-1 win for City. Kaz and Kaff, both on the fence. Kaff saying squeaky bum time, 2-2, and Kaz with a 1-1. But Andy says we've got to have faith, 3-0 City. So quite varied there with the predictions. Yeah. What are you, can I get a prediction off you?
Oh, let's go 3-2 City.
3-2?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why are you saying?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it's...
I had it ready.
I know. I can't predict. I'm gonna cop out.
Yeah, we'd like to keep clean sheet.
Yeah. Obviously.
Brilliant day for the weekend, so we're trying to take performances and put them into big games.
Yeah. I think... Yeah, I think it's going to be a definitely challenging game, a tough, tiring game, and I hope we can hold ourselves up for the 90. I think we'll have to make smart decisions. Nick's going to have to make, you know, some key decisions in terms of how we play. I'd like to see us come out, you know, attack quite early. You know, and hopefully catch them off guard a little bit. I think that would hopefully help us settle into the game. But
they had to come from behind to beat Brighton.
Yeah.
If you watch the goal, Inyuma Tonk has squeezed in between Leah Williamson and Louise Quinn. So if we can get in behind, it's just us and the keeper.
Yeah.
Effectively, if they can't get players back. So. Mm-hmm.
I think Yeah, I think, like I said, I think Demi coming into the squad now will play a vital role in enabling us to do that, to attack and hopefully get in there a bit earlier than perhaps that we would have done should she not be playing, because she is very an attacking minded player and very creative. So,
like you said, it can come at a better time.
Yeah, that's what I thought last weekend when I saw her name on the squad sheet. I was like, brilliant. and just seeing her play on Sunday as well, and you know what she, you know the dimension of the game and what she added to that was really good to see as well. And Kira, obviously with that more attacking role, which it enabled us to do things a little bit differently, and it was good. It was really a positive play. So, yeah, I'd like to see more of that at the weekend. Whether or not we do, that's obviously a different thing. But
yeah
it's going to be interesting for sure. I'm hoping we'll get the win, obviously, but I will settle for a draw and 1-1. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really tough because I don't think, in all honesty, I don't think Reading Arsenal have really been tested. But I hope we're the team that will be able to test them. Do you know what I mean? This far in the season now, we're nearly halfway through, so we're just gonna have to see how it goes on the day.
It's an extremely deciding game for which way the title's gonna swing.
I don't think, in all honesty, this game is going to decide, you know, if Arsenal do get the result, let's say if Arsenal do get the result at the weekend, I don't necessarily think that that's going to decide whether or not they're going to win the league. Do you know what I mean?
It's going to give whoever wins it momentum, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And Arsenal have already got the momentum. I just think, you know, I think it'll be interesting because obviously if Arsenal do get the result, they're only going to build on that. And given, obviously, like you said, their injuries and who they've lost in the squad, you know, they've lost some real vital players, like you said, pivotal players. So, you know, if they get the result, they'll have earned it and they deserve it. They've been playing some great football, but, you know, anything can happen. It's not won until it's won.
Yeah.
I'm a strong believer of that. So let's just see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be talking about it next week. We'll be celebrating or we'll be crying. I'm, you know, I'm not too sure. But I think the main thing is we're all looking forward to it. And, you know, the Arsenal fans are looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it. The day is going to be a great celebration because obviously Man City women are going to be honouring, you know, their 30th year anniversary as well. So there'll be plenty going on the day. And yeah, let's just hopefully get a lot of people there and get a good attendance. So I will hopefully catch you at the game on Sunday. We'll most definitely catch you at the game on Sunday and we'll have a chat about it in the week. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Caroline.
No problem.
All right, speak to you soon.
Bye.
So ahead of Sunday's game against Arsenal, I spoke to Claire Sweeney from the Arsenal Women Supporters Club to catch her views on the game and the great start that Arsenal have made to their season so far. Claire, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. Bit of an early start for you on Sunday, making the trip to Manchester.
A little bit.
Yeah, it kind of feels like Christmas already with this fixture. Highly anticipated. How are you feeling ahead of the game as it's drawing closer now?
I'm kind of torn. The way we started the season, I think we can look forward to it, but it's also the back of your mind that the injuries that we have had in the last few weeks is a little bit worrying. But I think the girls are playing fantastic, so hopefully they can just carry that on and we'll get another victory in the bag on Sunday.
Yeah. We mentioned it already, you might possibly quite like this, but we look back on our last couple of games that we had against Arsenal, and since Joel's come in, you've won both. So
I didn't know that.
So there was the Conti Cup final at Adams Park, and then we met you in the WSL and you won that one as well. So City, from our point of view, will be wanting to obviously get some out of this on Sunday.
I can imagine.
But obviously since Joe Montenegro's come into the squad, you must have been obviously really pleased with the work that he's done with the squad.
Yeah, definitely. Some of his signings have been inspired. I mean, for example, Leah Bouty, I think that's how you say her surname, I always get it wrong. She's just been outstanding in the centre of midfield. But he's just brought in so many really good players. But it's not even just the players he's brought in, it's the way that he's got them playing. And the girls just seem really, really happy and they seem to be really enjoying it. And it's really showing, I think, in the way they play. So it's all really good.
I think there's no doubt from, you know, whoever you support, the football that Arsenal have played this season has just, they've really set the benchmark for everyone else this season. They're playing really, really well. Dead fluid, dead confident, and they seem to be building like a really good team bond as well, you know, through the way they play. What's the feeling been like amongst the fans? You know, we're halfway through the season now and the difference at the squad in this stage is something you really must be quite pleased with.
Yeah, it's been really, really good. And it's just been so much fun. I mean, me and a group of fans, we make most of the noise, I'm not going to lie, at the games, but we've just been having so much fun this year with just the way they're playing, and they seem to really appreciate the support that we're giving them as well. So it's all just sort of coming together now, and it's just been fantastic.
Yeah. So what are your expectations now for the rest of the season? I mean, what have you got your sights on? Is it all about winning the WSL, or are you wanting to go for it all?
I think we definitely want to go for it all. I think with the injuries, it's going to be slightly harder. But I don't see any reason why we can't carry on as we're going. And I think we definitely, given the start that we've had, the league has definitely got to be on our radar. And winning the Conti Cup again or the FA Cup would be fantastic as well. And I can't see any reason why the club won't be aiming for those anyway. And I know that they're quite interested in getting back into the Champions League as well. So I guess they're all targets for us this season.
Yeah, I mean, you were so close really last year. I mean, obviously we were pretty much fighting between ourselves for that second place, and it really did come down to the wire. And you're definitely and obviously in contention this season. If you carry on the way you're going, it's certainly, you know, yours to take. You know, yeah. It's certainly putting more pressure on us, sort of thing. But I mean, you've said there, you've talked about obviously, well, we're saying, you know, Arsenal have certainly set the bar with the way that they've been playing this year. And it's been quite unfortunate, like you said, that you've lost such key players to injury, like Jordan Nobbs and Kim Little. But the team seem to have adapted really, really well. And, you know, you mentioned there about, like, last Sunday, how you had, you know, a handful of, like, young players on the bench. Do you think that they'll obviously play some kind of role in the next few games, maybe, for you?
I kind of think they might have to at some point. We've got a couple of games coming up in really quick succession. So we play you guys on Sunday, and then I think it's on the Wednesday night we're playing at home. So the games are going to be coming thick and fast. Mm-hmm. So I think Joey's going to have to look at the squad as a whole. But I don't see any reason why. We've only seen the girls briefly, but I don't see any reason why they can't come in and just continue the great work that the others have been doing.
Yeah. So, prediction-wise then, for Sunday, I'm dreading this. I'm absolutely dreading it. What do you think, what you're hoping for from Arsenal on Sunday?
I think continuing the way they've been playing, and I think we're going to have to be very patient on Sunday. I think like we were against Brighton, it felt at times in the first half like that first goal was not going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sunday will be the same. The City defence is, well, they need no introduction. So it's just a case of staying patient, keep playing the way that we've been playing, and I'm sure eventually we'll get a breakthrough. I'm not great with predictions, but if you ask me to put a figure on it, I'd probably say 3-1, 3-2 to Arsenal.
Okay. Well, good luck on Sunday. I just said to you, like, I'm hoping it's going to be a pretty end-to-end game, and yeah. I'm certainly hoping it will be a bit more exciting than the game that we played against Chelsea at the start of the season. all the best, anyway, for the rest of the season, Claire, and thank you for talking to us today. Do you want to share your Twitter handle, if people want to find you on Twitter?
Yeah, it's at @bubbles_AWSC. And if anyone wants to know the reason why, it's Bubbles, just ask.
Right, OK. So hopefully I'll catch you at the game on Sunday, and hopefully maybe at half-time or whatever we'll catch up and get your views on the game.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cheers, Claire. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks.
Cheers, bye. Sunday is certainly shaping up to be a great day, with plenty to celebrate as Manchester City mark this 30th anniversary. Along with what we've already mentioned in the podcast, there'll be the usual fun pre-match, and there'll also be a special 30th anniversary quiz at halftime, so you best start revising your City history. And post-match Autograph Alley returns. Tickets will be available on the day, and it's one definitely not to be missed, so we hope to see you there. And that's it for this week's episode of MCW Fancast. We hope you've enjoyed it. Message us on Twitter and let us know what you thought of it. And we'll be back next week.